All right, you've got a question.
Casey's eyes have been
like
saucers.
I'm nervous.
Okay, so
this is unprepared.
Look, we have talked about this, and I'm torn on this, because there are rules of engagement for this show,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, there is a procedure you have to follow in order to be a part of this show. As we told the one bizarro representative guy, what was his name? The real
Teshka.
Yeah, I will not be ignored, Dan guy. What was it? Tesla.
John Teshka.
No, John Tesla's the guy who invented the Tesla, isn't he? Jake Teshka.
There we go. Yeah.
The guy who just incessantly kept calling us. No, you don't make the rules here. We make the rules. It's our show.
Right.
And part of the rules of engagement is if you'd like to be on this show, unless I know you, unless I have a relationship with you, you contacting me directly via cellular telephone, that's a no-no.
Okay.
This is not the do drop in. This is not a Walmart that's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Email, Twitter, great ways to get a hold of me. I think Casey will vouch. I'm very good at responding to requests.
Mm-hmm.
But you getting my number from someone, not that it's hard to get my phone number if you really want it, but you—
Someone doxing you?
No. You getting my phone number and thinking because you work for someone special that you want to be on the show, that's a no-no. My other issue is, if you're going to be mean to me on social media, then should I allow you to be on my show when you want something?
Oh.
So here's the problem we have. Destiny Wells,
mm-hmm.
who is the on-demand abortion luster running for Secretary of State as a Democrat.
Yep, she's running against Diego Morales and Jeff Moore.
Professional cheerleader for sucking the brains out of a defenseless fetus from conception to live birth.
She wants to come on the show.
Her person sent me a message yesterday while I was getting ready to watch the Bears game. And so I had initially sent a response back to that person and then deleted it because you're not supposed to tweet or text or email angry.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'll put it up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Should we have this person on this show despite the fact that they have broken the contact rules of engagement and she's been very mean to me on social media because she just wants something? What should we do?
So the question is, should we have Destiny Wells?
Yes.
Who's running for Secretary of State for the Democrat Party on this program?
Wait, because we got to get to a break.
So do we want to address what we were talking about last hour?
Yes. So if you're just joining us, we ended our last hour with a bit of a cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big deal having to do with this show, the future of this show. And I had pointed out that certain people in politics, and it really is only the political people, and because it is a sense of entitlement, and I'm either running for public office or I'm in public office, so you should feel fortunate that I even want to engage with you and kiss my ass. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we could care less about any of these people. And the great thing about our show, Casey, is we dislike all the people equally. We are what you call talk radio mercenaries, in the sense of we got no loyalty to the Democrats, the Republicans.
Equal opportunity.
We dislike you all equally, because if you're in politics, there's a good chance you've screwed up this country equally. So there is a rule of professionalism and engagement that only the politicians don't seem to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And it now, as this show has proven, it is both the Democrats and Republicans in the sense of entitlement, which is my life, Casey's life, our show is not do drop in. It's not a CVS pharmacy. It's not a Walmart open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You don't have an access card to the show whenever you want. You're not to VIP. And when we saw what the lunatic guy who kept calling us?
Jake Teshka.
Yeah, Jake Teshka, who was a state rep from South Bend who kept incessantly calling the show and then mm-hmm. was calling the hotline and then claimed he'd never heard of the show or didn't know about the show, but yet he had the hotline number and number to the station and all that stuff. You don't get to pick when you come on. Like everybody else, send an email. We'll correspond with you. We'll arrange a time. Great. The Democrats don't get it either, which is weird because they've been really good up until now about going through the proper channels. Drew Anderson, the guy I normally deal with the Democrats, very nice about, we'll send an email. And I think Drew will vouch, we try to make that happen right away when you show proper respect. The Destiny Wells people apparently did not take the common respect class at any point in their existence, because this woman, who I have never recalled meeting, I'm certainly not out on a campaign trail, I don't go to really political events, I have no idea when I would have met this person, sends me a message directly, by directly I mean to my cellular telephone,
mm-hmm.
last night.
Mm.
Now, Casey,
mm-hmm.
if you were to attempt to engage with someone who you didn't know or didn't know well or hadn't met before, if you had, maybe it was one time, Would you send them, first of all, would you do it via text message?
No.
And would you do it at like 7 o'clock on a Sunday night?
When the Bears game is on.
So the Destiny Wells person decides to send me a text message mm-hmm. on a Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And while there's a big part of me that really wants to have Destiny Wells on because she is, you know, running for Secretary of State. That's a viable office. That's a big office, as we've talked about. I really have some important questions to ask her. Mm-hmm. Mainly, I really need to know why she is a professional cheerleader for abortion from conception to live birth. I'm just fascinated by that and how she thinks how that's going to play well on this radio station. But hey, whatever. They haven't followed the rules of procedure. And Destiny Wells is a bad habit, because this has happened more than once, where she chooses to engage me on social media on threads that don't even involve her.
Mm-hmm. She likes to insert herself in the conversation.
Look, Destiny, I do more damage to the Republicans on this radio show between 9 and noon each day than the entire Democrat Party does on a monthly basis. Why you wouldn't just be kissing my ass going thank you is beyond me, especially on threads that don't even involve you. Mm-hmm. So we have a person who's very mean to me on social media. Mm-hmm. They broke the clear rules of engagement. Mm-hmm. I was going to send something that I would be very proud of back to this woman.
Yeah.
And then I took a pause. And I said,
reason took over?
Well, I realized it is half your show. Uh-huh. And so I was going to leave it up to you.
Thank you for thinking of it.
Well, absolutely. Ladies first. You know, I believe in women's rights about whether or not we should have this person who has been very mean to me and clearly does not respect the rules of engagement, which probably says a lot about them, on this show. Mm-hmm. And so I guess ultimately I'll put my well-being aside, as I've done throughout most of my life. I will put my own personal benefit and well-being aside, and I will leave it up to you.
Okay, so I have a couple thoughts on this.
Yes.
First of all, bad move texting you while the Bears game is on. You know, bad move just texting you, period. It should have been an email. But, and this goes back to Jake Teschka, when we were going back and forth with him, when I first started working here with you, and I was inclined to let the guy on because I wanted to hear what he had to say, and you were very adamant that this is our show and they don't make the rules.
Right.
And that was a hard lesson for me to learn.
Yeah.
But lesson learned.
Yeah.
So I think you're completely right. You can't let one person break the rule.
Yeah.
Because then you've set precedent for everybody else to try and get their way as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the proper procedure for somebody who has something that they would like to say on the airwaves during our time?
Mm-hmm.
You want them to email you?
Yes.
Write a handwritten letter?
Yeah, that's fine. That'd be fine too.
So what exactly is the email you would like sent?
I believe rob@wibc.com is working again, correct?
Okay. Rob@wibc.com.
Is that working now? Is that the proper channel? I'm still getting comunicados from people. Send that email real quick. See if you rob@wibc.com, if you get a response there.
Okay.
To that.
But, or you could send it. You could also send it to casey.daniels@radio-1.com.
Perfect. Why don't we let you handle it? Because you're a fairer arbiter, keeper of the gate than I am. What is your email? I'll let you handle it.
casey.daniels@radio-1.com. One is spelled out.
Okay.
O-N-E.
All right. So if they, or caseydaniels317 on Twitter.
That too.
Also will work.
So here's what I think, because I would like to hear what Destiny says.
Yes.
Mostly because I think it would be fantastic radio, because I would like to hear you talk with her.
Yes.
Because I know you have opposing opinions.
Yes.
So
and
that
would
be.
But we're very fair.
But you're fair. But that would be really good for me.
Yes.
In terms of our ratings.
Okay. So email. All right. So the Destiny Wells people, someone I'm sure knows them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to respond to this text because.
Yeah, let it go. If they can follow the rules, if they can prove that they're listening, they really want to do this, follow the rules.
Yeah, because we were rough on the, what was his name, the guy? What was his name?
The South Bend guy?
Yeah, what was his
Jake
name?
Teschka.
Jake Teschka, because he was not a rule follower. So we can't be breaking the rules for the Democrats.
Right.
So it's casey.daniels@radio-1.com. Okay, or @caseydaniels317 on Twitter.
Right.
And I will let
Hit
Casey
me up.
Handle it.
And here's the thing. She needs us more than we need her.
Well, of course!
So she needs to realize
that.
But
Casey!
And their people need to realize
Casey,
that.
Casey, look, you're a woman.
Thank you for
I'm
noticing.
Assuming your gender.
Thank you for
and
noticing.
And I realize I'm going to regret asking this because, you know, oftentimes when it comes to women, you can't make sense out of any of it.
Watch yourself, Rob Kendall.
But why? If you want to be on the show, look, we've been very nice to the Democrats. Mm-hmm. We've had Mike Schmuel on. We've had McDermott on. We've mm-hmm. had the state reps on. We've been very polite to them. Mm-hmm. Would you go out of your way on social media? It's not like I made a post about, boy, Dusty Wells, total ding dong, to insert yourself with snarky, smart ass comments mm-hmm. to a guy who is probably, when we get right down to it, mm-hmm. because I do have done more damage to Diego Morales than Indy Star and the rest of the media in the city combined, mm-hmm. and he deserves it. It's not that he doesn't deserve it, because Diego's a total goof and a loser, too. But why would you go out of your way to offend that person?
Well, I think, again, she's inserting herself in, and she needs us more than we.
All right.